Hey, look, Johnny, master of the seas. You know what I admire about Johnny is that he has been a fisherman all his life, and that never stopped him from learning and wanting to make a better life for himself. Even when he not casting his nets, Johnny listening to his lessons, you know, taking in some podcasts right on his headset. Why? Because there are lots of ways to learn even by simply listening.
Fresh bunny talk, curry, kingfish, grouper, come on by.
But them fish are looking fresh.
How you know my fish are fresh? Look, man, gone from here.
Only I hear that comments. Me and want that to happen to me, you know. When I bring my fish, I want the price I call.
I'm glad you're hearing the commotion, Mr. Dumpling. Because it's not nice to fish all day and night. And when you come shore, people telling you your fish ain't fresh.
Boy, I go get real vexed for that.
Well, that is why it's important to know when you catch your fish, how to handle and ice your fish. Unless you're going to be facing the same thing them fellas arguing about in the market all day.
But Johnny, I only want to know about handling redfish and grouper.
I know what it is you're targeting. But if you're using bottom line, and you just pick up other species as well, so you have to know how to handle all kind of fish.
Look, Captain Ellis, let me ask him how he does handle his fish.
Let me tell you how does operate when I catch a fish with the line. I will stun it as soon as I get in the boat. I will hit it with a mallet in its head.
But you go kill the fish?
No, I just hitting the fish on the head to stun the fish. And that is to keep the fish from beating about in the boat and damaging itself, me and my crew. The next step is to wash the fish using clean water. That is to get rid of the bacteria that is outside of the fish.
So where I will get all this clean water from? My boat?
You have seawater right there, use that. Then you need to bleed and gut your fish to prevent spoilage. Finally, when you finish that, you must wash your fish in clean salt water.
Boy, that is plenty washing.
Yes, but that is very important. You need to wash your catch properly to remove all the bacteria that could cause your fish to spoil. And then when you finish with that, you must dispose of the waste and store your fish on ice. But these are just a few pointers. What I will recommend is that you should do the full course on the proper handling and storage of fish on board a vessel. Then you will have all the knowledge and skills you need to know about how to handle your fish properly and safely.
Yeah, Dumpling, that is a good idea, boy. Remember, you want a good price for your fish when you come in. I think I'm going down to the Caribbean Fisheries Training and Development Institute, yes, and enroll on that course. Because it's quality price, I call in for my quality fish when I come in.
So you hear that, people? Come, cast your nets with Johnny, master of the seas, for just 5 precious minutes that could very well save your life out there on the sea.
This is the end of the series, Podcasting in Your Nets. We have covered on this series the following topics: preparation for going to sea, rules of the road, survival at sea, emergency maintenance, fishing method, and handling of fish. This series, Podcasting in Your Nets, was brought to you by the Distance Learning Secretariat of the Ministry of Science, Technology, and Tertiary Education, in collaboration with the Caribbean Fisheries Training and Development Institute. Ministry of Science, Technology, and Tertiary Education, creating a culture of lifelong learning.